Trey, Trey Flowers joining us as well. Is there any redeeming quality you can take out of yesterday? Anything?
Yeah, I mean, you can obviously learn, learn a lot, from a loss and, see how not to show up or, not to arrive to a game. So, we just got to kind of understand that, the things that went wrong, if you look on the defense side of the ball, we just pretty much couldn't get off the field. Third down, couldn't stop the run, couldn't, rush the pass or anything. So, you just kind of look and just see how not to go into a game and, understand that, we can't do that again. So
I don't know if you heard Deion Lewis after the game. He was pretty fired up. Obviously, they got the win. He said if you that's what happens when you go cheap, you get your ass kicked. I think that was one of the lines in there.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
I mean, it's funny, but it's trash talk. I guess that's how he felt, and that's what he said.
See, Trey can't say anything because he's
Rob, I'll
say something.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, please.
I'm unemployed.
I got a follow up too, but go ahead. On that one, what do you think?
No, I think that's one of those things. If they see them again in the playoffs, guess what?
Oh,
that's
going to
be pinned up because it's like, oh, okay, like that's how you feel. So, there's a lot of guys on that team that played here, and anytime you see, it's like I don't have a brother, but if I was to play against my brother,
guess what?
Yeah. I'm not going to let him. I'm not going to want to, lose to him. So I see that a lot of the guys on that team, they're probably like, okay, it's going to be a test for us. We're, middle of the pack type team, fighting for their division to see where they're going to be at the end of the year. New head coach that used to play here for a long time, understands the schemes and the concepts and all the different things that we're coached up. The Pats are coached up on, and that's, situations, understanding where you're at in the game. What are you going to run at the end of the game? What are you going to run before the half? So it's all, situational awareness. And I'm sure Vrabel was preaching, hey, if we mess up, they're going to capitalize. If we turn the ball over before the half, they're going to score. Then they're going to get the ball after the half, and then they're going to score again. So then we're down 14, and then the game's out of control. So I think he was trying to play from ahead the whole game. And – they were able to do that and put pressure on Tom. Anytime you can put pressure on a quarterback, guess what? It doesn't matter if it's Tom or if it's, any other quarterback. You get to him early, then they start thinking about the rush. Then they start looking at the rush. They're not looking at the receivers. And, you could see the pressure affect them. And, those guys that used to play here, D. Lou, I'm sure he's like, man, they should have paid me what I deserve.
Right.
And they didn't. And, you look at what they paid Gilsley last year, and what was he didn't play half the year, but he made $5 million. Like that's
you're gonna see that now. But so when Lewis says that has nothing to do with you guys. That's all decisions up top.
Yeah.
But
he did say something that did have something to do with you guys.
His teammates, his new teammates, that if you get physical, basically they're gonna fold.
See, I don't believe in that. That one's a little silly. He's getting a little crazy.
That would get away from him
because
a little bit.
I mean, if you look at the trend of the Patriots, third and fourth quarters when they take over a game because of the fact teams don't know how to finish. So you can start great.
But that was more of a shot at you guys.
Yeah.
That was more of a personal.
That was a jab right at you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
He said specifically, Trey Flowers.
Nah, he ain't say that. But, like I said, Rob said, he's going to – it's his old team. He's going to have a lot to say and – he can, hold this under his belt or, however he feel as though this is an accomplishment. Great win, you're a great player, and, they got the best of it, so, yeah.
Did you guys feel like you were having trouble getting pressure on Mariota? Certainly even more than the week before when I thought you put real good pressure on Aaron Rodgers.
He's one of those quarterbacks, similar to Aaron Rodgers, but, I think he was he was quicker to run the ball than Aaron Rodgers would be. So, we weren't able to, kind of get him flustered or get him, get him under pressure and things like that. He was just kind of, I think we was a little bit hesitant as far as on the rush, just knowing that, he's going to want to take off if he don't see his first read. And, we was playing slow. We didn't execute the game plan, so.
Is he the fastest quarterback you faced?
As far as
like straight
speed? Ahead,
yeah.
Yeah, he may be the fastest. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he
it's like a long strider.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, he's yeah. A, yeah.
He's not
he's,
a quick, but just over a top
speed.
But
once
speed.
He's got like his like yeah. 40 time or whatever.
Yeah,
faster
yeah,
than most
yeah.
Other guys.
But
yeah.
You know, we you know, he's probably not as elusive as, you know, say a Deshaun Watson mm-hmm. or somebody like that, but. Yeah, definitely straight ahead, you know, get out of pocket, he can run. So
it probably hasn't happened to you a lot when you were playing for this team, but occasionally a game starts to get away from you, like it got away from these guys yesterday.
Yeah, I've been a part of that.
And what's the feeling on the field? There's just like nothing you can do to stop that ball rolling downhill?
I mean, sometimes you just walk into a hornet's nest. And, you know, in Kansas City a few years back, we – played there on a Monday night. It was going to be nuts. Sunday or Monday, I can't remember exactly, but it was nuts. That place was rocking. We got our butts kicked, and it was a learning experience. Like Trey said, you take the loss as a learning experience to look back on the film. What did we not do right? And if it's the whole game plan, then you say, okay, offensively we stunk. Special teams, we let the ball come back to the 50 on the first kickoff. We didn't start fast. Defensively, they were able to march the ball down the field and score. So then you just take the whole game plan and you say, all right, you see this? Bury it. It's done. You know, you got to move on from this one, because if you look back and you start thinking, oh, well, why did we do this? Why did we? Then the next game gets out of hand because you're not focused on what your next task is. So these guys are going to relax a little bit, take a week off, get football off your mind for a few days. The next couple days will probably stink because Bill's going to be, you know, ripping you a new one. Like, what are we doing? Yeah. You know, just angry. But, you know, it's
good voice.
Yeah.
It was a good
one. That was a good one.
Damn it.
I've heard it a few times. But, you know, and you take your lashings, and then you just move on from it. And hopefully, you know, they got to focus on the last part of the season. You always break down the season. You've got your first four games. Then you got it quarterly, right? You got your first four, and you got the halfway point, and you got, you know, eight to go. So then you got to focus in on what's the task at hand. And after Thanksgiving, that's the push for the your seeding and playoffs and all that stuff. I know he can't talk about it. I can now. When I was playing, I tried to just focus on, you know, what do we have to do next week? They got a week off. Then they play the Jets. You know, the Jets, it doesn't matter what they look like right now. They play the Buffalo Bills. They got their butts kicked. But you look at the Jets. Anytime I played the Jets, I was like, man, these guys are playing extra hard.
Yeah.
And it's in New York. So, like, the fans there, they're not happy to see you, and it's a tough environment to play. They always seem to play tougher against the Patriots, and that's every team, just because they're measuring themselves accordingly. They want to see, all right, where are we at? Where are we at? Just like Vrabel, new head coach, I'm playing the Patriots. We got to do whatever it takes.
What's been the challenge of playing on the road this year? You guys undefeated here and now 2-3 on the road.
You know, I think it's just bringing our own energy. Like I said earlier, part in the season, just you got to go into an atmosphere that's very tough. You know, obviously, you're dealing with the opposing team crowd and things like that. So, you know they're amped up, you know, with the crowd, with the home and things like that. So you just got to, you know, bring your own energy and just starting. You know, you can kind of tell as far as our starts, you know, starting slow and things like that. And, you know, anytime, you know, you start slow on the road, you know, as we've seen this season, just, you know, it didn't go well for us. So, you know, I think just bringing our own energy from the start and starting fast is, you know, one of the things that, you know, is kind of tough, or, you know, something that you got to do. So.
And they'll probably do like the first beginning of a game. Reenactment, they'll do like a scrimmage during the bye just to kind of see, okay, we're going to start fast. We're going to come out, put on five plays offense, our best five. Defensively, we're going to try and defend them, our best defenses against these five plays. Just to, you know, a ways when you're on the road, it's a little different. You know, you travel the day before, you're sleeping in a hotel. It's not an excuse because other teams do it as well when they come here, but it's just a different, it's different than what your body's accustomed to.
I know that football players can make up stuff sometimes to use as motivation. I used to tease Rodney Harrison all the time. He'd say, nobody thought we could win. I said, Rodney, everybody thought you could win. I mean, stop this stuff. And he would use that all the time.
Probably was with the Chargers.
Well, more here he would say it too. But yeah, right. Are there times, Trey, when you feel like your defensive unit is being a little disrespected out there, that there are folks in this league who don't think much of your group?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Playing for the Patriots, obviously, you know, a lot of talk going to be about the offense, Tom Brady, things like that. So, you know, that's just one of the things as far as the defense, you know, we just deal with as far as, you know, not really getting all the, you know, notoriety or the recognition, things like that. But, you know, we understand what we got in our room. We know, you know, the guys we got on our team. So, you know, obviously we go out, we're confident. But like you said, that, you know, that little, you know, that little ounce of just motivation, I guess, come from, you know, okay, people not paying attention to us or people not, you know, giving us the credit. You know, a lot of guys can, you know, we can use that as motivation, things like that. But, you know, just for me, just waking up and getting ready to play is enough motivation. But, you know, obviously you want to go out and, you know, prove a lot of people wrong, or, you know, prove all the people that, you know, don't really have confidence in you, just to show, you know, pretty much show the world type of vibe. So, yeah.
So, like, this Sunday you guys are off. Are you going to be watching Red Zone, watching the games, or do you just get away from it all to get take a break?
I don't know. I'm a
depends on the schedule.
He's
got to wait.
I'm most likely just be with my family. You know, I don't know if I'm going to watch any football. If I do, I do, but it's not, yeah. So, yeah.
Were you one of those get the heck away from the game guys on a bye week?
I'd always watch, but I'd get out of here. You know, I'd go somewhere, go see my folks. Or, one year we played on Thanksgiving, and then we had the bye week, and it was in Detroit. So I just went home right from the game because we won. So,
because you could, yeah.
So if you win, you can do that, you know. But no, that was cool. So I that was probably the first Thanksgiving I'd been with my family in a long time. But you know, these guys they nobody realizes the amount of time that they put in. Inside that building right there. So when you have an opportunity, you got to get away and you got to relax and clear your mind a little bit, because football is, especially here, it's a little bit more taxing because everybody is expecting you to be the number one team and to win every game. But, you know, I'm not going to say the fans are spoiled a little bit, but you guys might be a little spoiled a little bit. I mean, if you're not up 28 and you're, you know, booing because of that, well, you know, remember back of 20 years ago, 30 years ago is a little worse.
Can you play this game? Can you be a part of this organization and not be able to take criticism? I mean, in that room with the other defensive guys, are you guys brutally honest with each other? I know Bill is brutally honest with you.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you definitely got to, you know, have tough skin and understand nothing's personal. You know, it's everything, everybody's just trying to, you know, make each other better. So, you know, anytime you have a bad play, you just, like, you know, like Rob said, you just really got to face it. You just got to go in there, you know, get corrected and, you know, understand that, yeah, you can't make that play again and, you know, work hard to, you know, on the fundamentals or technique of the play, and, you know, make sure it don't happen again. So, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you coming in. Good to see you again. And these folks are, I'm sure, happy to see you as well. By the way, Trey is brought to you by Mass General Hospital Cancer Center. Every day amazing. Enjoy the bye week, as much of it as you get.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.